Ever get tired of hearing that song?
Yes, indeed.
Imagine you do, man. After what, 50, 60 years of being the Lone Ranger?
Not right.
Tell me something. How do you guys keep so slim and trim and in such physical condition? I mean, you haven't aged at least 50 years. You and little orphan Annie, right?
Yes.
I mean, you guys are just like forever lasting, right?
Not right.
That's what I figured. Is that how it is when you become a big star?
Not right.
You never age.
Yes.
You never get old.
No, Kimasabi.
You just sort of go on forever and ever and ever.
Not right.
Who would want to go on in the same plane of existence forever and ever and ever? That would be kind of boring, wouldn't it?
Nope.
No, you don't think so, huh? Well, it kind of would for me. How about you, Donald?
That's right.
Be a little boring, yes, I figured. Well, just think, if you could live to be 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
You want to live to be 1,000 years old in this world?
I don't know about that.
Well, that's because you got a big ego. That's rather a large-sized, what you might call a family-sized ego, doesn't he, Tano?
That's right.
You ought to know, you've been running around with this masked man for about 40, 50 years now, haven't you?
That's right.
And have you enjoyed every moment of it?
No.
I didn't think so. It's kind of hard to get along with a big egotistical guy, especially when he's wearing a mask and blue pants that fit rather tight. You ever wonder about this guy, Tano?
That's right.
You don't want to talk about it, though, do you?
No.
Would you like to play some records? As a matter of fact, you've been acting a little weird yourself lately here, Tano.
Plenty smart.
Well, I wasn't trying to start any trouble. Of course, you know, you understand perfectly, don't you?
No, Kimasabi.
I didn't think you did. Well, you want to play some records?
That's right.
In this conversation while we can get out gracefully, all right? Is that right?
That's right.
That's what I figured. Good afternoon, Masked Man. Are you feeling pretty good today?
Yeah.
Oh, you look pretty good. Have you been out riding around in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Day in Louisville?
That's right.
Both of you been riding your horses, getting in everybody's way, I suppose.
Yes, indeed.
That's what I figured, man. Well, we're all set for an exciting day today on the radio.
That's right.
And Natano is going to do his famous rain dance and make it snow.
No.
You're not going to do that? Well, you said you would do it a little earlier, so you've changed your mind now.
That's right.
You're worse than an old woman, isn't
that's
he,
right.
Max? Yeah, so you agree, don't you?
No.
Well, you just said that's right. Did you hear him say that, Masked Man?
Yes.
So you're not going to do your famous rain dance. I realize that it's a little embarrassing to be an Indian with such fame that every time you do a rain dance, it snows. That could be a little embarrassing for anyone.
Yes.
Yes, but you have to realize, Tano, that snow is, you know, precipitation. Rain and snow, kind of like, you know, the same chemical elements there involved, right?
Not right.
Oh, I sound so scientific, don't I?
Yes, indeed.
Because I'm a real smart guy.
No, Kimasabi.
Oh, I'm not a smart guy.
That's right.
Your opinion of me, your true opinion is coming out.
That's right.
No respect. I don't get no respect.
No.
That's right. Not from you, not from anybody, right, Masked Man?
Yeah.
That's, well, of course, we all suffer from the same problems. None of us get any respect, do we?
That's right.
Probably never will. That's all right. We'll just go on and have a good time.
Yeah.
Ride your horses. Are you ready to go now?
No.
Okay, we have to take another vote, I guess.
Not right.
You always lose. What do you want to vote for? All right, I vote yes for some music. Masked Man, how do you vote?
Yes, indeed.
Vote yes. Tano, how do you vote?
No.
See, you lose, man. Good afternoon, Masked Man. Are you all here?
I don't know about that.
Rough night last night, huh?
Not right.
And you don't know if you're all here or not, do you?
Nope.
Well, I hope you two get it together pretty soon. Did you smoke the old peace pipe last night, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You must have smoked the peace pipe pretty late into the night, huh?
Not right.
Oh, I understand. Well, okay. You'll get it together before the day is over, won't you?
Yeah.
Listen, we have a letter here from some klutz up in Indiana, from Jasper, Indiana. We used to go up there every once in a while. There's a guy who has a radio station up there, and his name is Tim Talbert. You know old Tim there?
Yes, indeed.
He says here in his letter, says, you can find the time, I'd appreciate you dropping me a line. We'll drop him a line, won't we, Tonto?
That's right.
He jumps in a lake, we'll drop him a line with a hook and a worm on it. He'll probably bite. And if it would be all right with you, he continues, I'd like to visit your show. Can you imagine that?
That's right.
Clutch wants to visit our show. Man, what's coming here and bother us while we try to do our work?
Dude.
Can you imagine somebody says, well, I better turn it off for now. Do you think he ought to turn it off?
That's right.
Yeah, I just thought you might like to know. There is, I don't know why you would think that. He says, I just thought you might like to know that there is somebody that has followed the real Tom Dooley since WSAI days. WSAI is a radio station he used to work for up in Cincinnati, right?
That's right.
And listen to this. You'll get a kick out of this, gang. He finishes his letter, says, are you listening? See you later, Kimosabi.
No.
Yes, it's true, man. It's what the guy says. See you later, Kimosabi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Anyway, so much for that letter. Is that the... Did I hit the waste basket okay?
Yes, indeed.
Good shot, huh?
That's right.
You ready to go, man?
One, two, and let's start.
Play this song for Tim Talbert and all the people of his radio station up there in, what's the name of that place?
Jasper, Indiana? There's really such a place? Is there?
That's right.
Oh, my God. You ready for another big day?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Tonto, you ready?
That's right.
You're always ready, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're not? Well, sometimes you're not ready, right?
That's right.
Can't be ready all the time.
Yeah.
Yo, you think you can?
No, Kimosabi.
Oh, but he said he thought he can. Well, I guess we're having a little confusing conversation, huh?
That's right.
It's not very unusual for us.
Yes, indeed.
We have confusing conversations about every day, don't we?
That's right.
As a matter of fact, not many people know what we're talking about.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, sometimes, most of the time, we don't know what we're talking about, right?
That's right.
Did you know what you were talking about last night, Tonto?
No.
I didn't think so, because you were saying some pretty weird things, wasn't he, Magic Man?
Yes.
Yes, you had a little too much of that peace pipe last night, didn't you, Tonto?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, you did, man, because we were there, didn't he, Magic Man?
Yes.
Had a little too much. Ha, ha, ha. There, two against one. Now, do you believe us, Tonto?
No, Kimosabi.
Still don't believe us, huh?
That's right.
You're going to keep it to yourself. Well, I guess there's not much else we can do except to begin the radio show and play a few records, right?
Yes, indeed.
You agree with that? You shoot. Is that what we should do, Tonto?
That's right.
Okay, let's get on the horses and ride. Well, I guess you heard about those UFOs that were sighted over there in, I believe it's Madison County.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about UFOs, huh? I believe in them. Tonto believes in them.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, Tonto has seen a few.
Me hear plenty talk.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it, huh?
That's right.
Well, I can understand, Andy. You talk about flying saucers and UFOs, people look at you like you're a little crazy or you belong in an institution somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Say, we're the only people existing on any planet anywhere, right?
That's right.
Well, we all know that's not true. There's a bunch of folks out there in this universe floating around in little specks of sand like this one, don't you think?
Yes, indeed.
Riding horses with masks on and silver bullets and with an Indian for a sidekick.
That's right.
I mean, that's a little strange in itself.
Yes.
You know, you talk about two guys, one a cowboy, the other one an Indian, riding around in the range together for years and years and years and making TV movies and camping out with each other. I mean, I haven't seen a girl in you two's lives since I was a kid.
That's right.
And, I mean, you have to admit that your trip is a little strange.
Yeah.
Don't you think? So you want to play some music?
That's right.
Okay, let's go.
You plenty smart.
You better believe I'm plenty smart, right?
That's right.
Play some music. What'd you think of that last song there, Masked Man? You like that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's right.
I write the songs. Barry Manilow. Boy, what a winner that is.
That's right.
I wish I could write a song. Can you write a song like that?
No, Kimosabi.
Neither can I, man. It takes quite a talent to be able to sit down and write a song like Willie Nelson or Waylon Jennings, or you don't know any of those people, do you?
No.
You should know them because they're both cowboys. Don't tell me you never heard of Waylon Jennings or Willie Nelson.
That's right.
You gotta be crazy. What kind of cowboys and Indians are you guys anyway? You're a little strange, aren't you?
No, Kimosabi.
Anyway, I really love that song. I write the songs. That's a pretty one. I have to By the Eagles. The Eagles have a new one coming out, right?
Yes, indeed.
It's going to be, I heard it last night. It's going to be incredible, too.
Not right.
You ready for that?
Nope.
You're not, huh? You're going to be putting out a song soon, maybe?
Not right.
Well, that's nice to hear. You guys ready to play some songs today?
Yeah.
How about you, Tano?
Not right.
You ready to go?
No.
Well, in spite of that, we're going to have to go anyway, man. No, I haven't even asked you a question yet. Yes, and you're already saying no.
You said they were living in Bowstring.
Who's living in Bowstring? Oh, you guys got a friend that's living in Bowstring, perhaps? Bowstring, a pretty nice place to live.
Not right.
Well, that's nice.
Not right. We hear plenty of talk.
Yeah, well, you're going to hear some more before this whole thing is over, I guarantee you. Yes, that's exactly right, right?
Not right.
Is that all you ever say? Is that all he ever says?
Yes, indeed.
What I was afraid of. Yes, do you like to say a lot?
Not right.
Love to say it,
Boy, and a war horse. In race?
What, you got a kid that's going to have a horse in some kind of race or something?
That's right.
Well, what's going to happen?
That's right.
You don't have any idea what's going to happen. You're not going to talk to him anymore.
That's why men left.
Oh, I see. That's why everybody is running, because the kid entered the war horse in the race, and that's just not going to happen.
You run all alone, far behind all others.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wonderful.
We hear plenty talk.
You hear a lot of talk?
I don't know about that.
I think we should play some music.
Not right.
Okay, how about a new song by Tano?
You plenty smart.
That's about, you don't have any new songs?
Not right.
Oh, well, you're going to have one pretty soon, all right?
Yeah.
Then you'll do it when you have
not
it.
Not right.
Get out your tom-tom and do the whole thing.
One, two, three.